Good morning. Sorry, I'm getting over a cold. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Between the years of 1995 and 2023, I have accumulated things. Big things, little things, medium-sized things. All I know is that I have stuff. Stuff that has brought me joy, stuff that I have forgotten about, stuff that gathers dust, and stuff that probably isn't worth a whole lot. I have stuff. I have to manage all of this stuff. Some of that means storing it on bookshelves, DVD cases, vinyl record crates, cupboards, etc. That means that every single thing of stuff needs a spot, and I need to know where it is, no matter its value. This certainly gets to be overwhelming. During my move to Toledo this past summer, it was my goal to get rid of some stuff. That would mean that I could travel lighter with less anxiety and more space to fit everything. I wouldn't have to worry about smushing everything into the back of a U-Haul if I gave away or got rid of some of my stuff. And guess what? The move was a dream. After the downsizing, stuff had been given away, and my parents and I were able to get my little life into my apartment in one single afternoon. The setting up of my apartment aside, I was in business. There was less to worry about, and my mind and my heart were freed up to focus on what was in front of me. How amazing it is to experience that mental and spiritual clarity when the stuff just disappears. In today's gospel, we see Christ discussing this very idea with the young rich ruler. This is one of two times we read this gospel during the liturgical year, which serves to highlight how important this lesson is for us to learn. But before we go further into it, I want to revisit the gospel that we heard last week. We heard about the man who had a lot of wheat and needed two barns to hold his possessions. Then the Lord told him that his soul was required of him, and in his efforts to contain and maintain his stuff, he was unprepared. It is not coincidental that this week we are discussing misplaced priorities again. As we heard a moment ago, a rich ruler came to Christ and asked him what he needed to do to inherit eternal life. Christ noted his following of the Ten Commandments, but then does something interesting. He tells him how we can take it to the next level. He hits him right where his heart is, his possessions. Many of us have stuff that we find valuable or would take with us to a desert island. The question that Christ asks of us today is, are we willing to give up the stuff of this world for the stuff of his world? Can we ignore what we deem important for what he deems important? As Christ says this to the ruler, he becomes fairly upset. He was quite wealthy and possessed much, no doubt having an attachment to his worldly things. Christ sees this and is very pointed in his admonishment. It is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than it is for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. While Christ may have been talking about a camel struggling through an entryway into the city at the time, the mental image is still staggering. Christ looks at the people in the world with riches and presents them with the impossibility of their situation. It is easier for this large animal, full of goods and things, to pass through a tiny hole in the wall of a city than for a rich person to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Why would this be? Imagine that I put all of my stuff on my back and I tried to walk into the front doors of the cathedral. That means that I have, very likely, thousands of pounds of things on my person. Given how bulky or bulkier that would make me, it would make it impossible for me to make it through the door or even walk up the steps of the cathedral. Christ knows that the things of this world, our riches that we build barns to store in, weigh us down. They create obstacles for us on the path to the kingdom. We grow attached to the things that we can't take with us on our journey out of this world. So, we have a gap. Where does it get filled? Is there any grace for those of us that have a hard time separating from these things or giving them back to God? Lucky for us, Christ became incarnate. The apostles, upon seeing the exchange between the ruler and Christ, say to themselves, "Who then can be saved? Who then can live up to the seemingly impossible standard?" All of us can. Once again, God bridges the gap. Christ says to them, "The things which are impossible with men are possible with God. The things that are impossible with men are possible with God." What a message to hear. When things don't make sense or all seems lost, God arrives. The impossible is made possible through the abundance of His grace and His mercy, and most especially through His love for us. Despite our sins, despite our shortcomings, despite our attachments to worldly things, God will make it possible. Christ says as much. With this gap filling on God's part, what then is our part of the bargain? All we have to do is try. We have to shed the things of this world so that we may more preparedly attempt to enter into the kingdom of heaven. We must separate from that which is finite in order to attach ourselves to that which is infinite. As someone told me a long time ago as it relates to this, don't think about what you are losing, think about what you're gaining. As we journey into the Christmas season, where we are given the greatest gift of all in the incarnation of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, let us take stock of our barns and see what we can give away to make room for Him. Let us not be the sad ruler who was attached to his worldly possessions. Let us, as we say in the liturgy, lay aside the cares of this world so that we may receive the King of all. Amen.
Amen. Bravo. Please rise. Good job, Zach.